Without opening his eyes, Kenth asked,
Master Ramus, the Mandalorian Legion has barely cleared the plaza. Do you really think now is the best time to test our detente with Chief Dalla?
I do.
Kenth's eyes popped open.
You can't be serious.
As an asteroid headed dirt side, Ramus replied. It's the last thing Dalla will expect.
Saba's tail stopped twitching.
This one agrees, she said. GAS will still be on alert, but even so, they will not be much trouble.
And Dalla won't have a response prepared, so we'll have the publicity initiative, Kip agreed. He stood and began to pace in front of his chair. If we move quickly, we might be able to keep this entirely out of the press. Maybe even force her into claiming the release was on her authority. Kenth began to feel lightheaded.
You're talking about a raid against an Alliance facility. A raid that may end up killing Alliance soldiers. Have you lost your minds?
The Masters paused to look his way for only a moment, then turned back to their discussion.
Forcing Dalla to claim she released the horns is good,
Saba said.
This one would like to hear more.
Well, this one wouldn't.
Kenth drew himself upright in his chair. He had to cut this discussion off before the idea gathered any more momentum.
Mandos are one thing, but we are not going to take arms against Galactic Alliance personnel. Is that clear?
Only the Solasars, Barat Kel, and Silgal nodded. The rest of the Masters turned toward him with blank or slightly puzzled expressions, as though they were wondering why he thought his pronouncement should matter to them. Clearly, his leadership of the Council was hanging by a thread. A very frayed thread. It was Corrin Horn who broke the silence, finally seeming to return from his trance to stare across the circle at Kenth.
And what are you going to do?
Kenth scowled. Had Corrin really just dared him to try to stop them from taking action? He rose to his feet, then said,
I don't think I like your tone, Master Horn.
Corrin remained seated and spoke in a deliberately soft tone.
At the moment, Grand Master Hamner, I couldn't care less what you like.
Bracing his palms on his knees, he leaned forward and studied Kenth with eyes so cold they seemed dead.
What I do care about is this. My children have been frozen in carbonite for months, and Dalla no longer has any reasonable excuse to hold them. Both Valen and Gisela are Jedi Knights. And if you're unwilling to stage a raid to extract them, I'd like to know how you intend to get them back.
Rah!
Kenth sank back into his seat, feeling as uncertain of himself as he did embarrassed. It was a bad sign when a leader's stress began to make him defensive and paranoid, and he knew he should be relying on someone else to help him keep his perspective. But with Watu in a coma, where could he turn? It looked as though only Barat Kel supported him, and considering the situation, it would be unfair to undermine her standing on the Council by using her as his confidant.
My apologies, Master Horn. I thought you were asking something else.
Clearly,
Silgal replied in her gurgling voice.
But the question Master Horn did ask is a good one. If you are reluctant to stage a raid, how do you propose to recover our Jedi Knights?
And don't even think about saying we're going to leave them there until we sort this out, Kip added. The Order can't allow anyone to hold our people hostage to our cooperation. We'd have every two-chit crime lord in the galaxy trying to hang his own personal Jedi in carbonite.